This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And now a feature story about roadside billboards that communicate at a higher level. Christopher Husted of KBIA in Missouri reports on artists in that state using billboards to prompt conversations about social and political issues.
Missouri averages 3 billboards per mile, more than any of its neighboring states. But when you get to Hatton, Missouri, there's one sign in the middle of a muddy soybean field that's not like the others.
I'm Ann Thompson, and I'm looking at an artwork by Kim Beck, and it says the words "Next Exit" written in cloud letters.
The billboard towers above Thompson, who teaches art at the University of Missouri. This piece is part of her I-70 Sign Show public art project. The blue background of the sign bleeds into the actual sky today. Thompson says this sign is meant to subtly confront billboards that ask drivers if they are going to heaven or hell.
I think the words "next exit" are probably the words that are most along the interstate, but when you see them written in clouds as this kind of displaced piece of sky in the sky, it takes on a different kind of poetic meaning, like, where is your next exit?
She picked artists to create pieces that compete in the shouting match of anti-abortion, gun rights, and political campaign signage along the highway. One piece shows the words "blah, blah, blah" scrawled across the billboard that tackles the confusion of language. Another sign has the word "blurred" written half in blue and half in red as a comment on the divided politics of Missouri. One sign has caught the attention of Jessica Barron. She's the director of the Fort Gondo Compound for the Arts in St. Louis.
To have a large, powerful, very assertive African-American female figure flanking the exit that's leading to where the recent unrest in Ferguson has taken place certainly, I think, has a psychic value.
Indeed, when that sign moved from a soybean field to 5 miles from where Michael Brown was shot, the conversation changed from gender politics to race. Thompson says she hopes the project continues stirring up more conversations about contentious issues seen from the road. In Columbia, Missouri, I'm Christopher Husted for Marketplace.